So again, beginning by developing some stability, some steadiness, by coming home to the body. Getting that felt sense of the body sitting. Settling yourself into a comfortable sitting position. Where you can find that balance of uprightness and ease. Allowing the weight of the body just to settle a little more fully into the support of the earth beneath you. Feeling the contact of your feet with the floor. And the contact of the sitting bones with the cushion or the bench or the chair. Establishing this stable base of the lower half of the body. So that from that base, the spine can become just a little taller and straighter. Checking to make sure that the weight of the head is fully supported at the top of the spinal column. So that the neck and the shoulders can relax. The shoulder blades can drape softly down the back. And the hands can rest together in your lap or on your legs. So just inviting the body to settle into this posture of alertness and ease. And then to help steady the samadhi, the stability of mind even more, inviting the awareness to connect with the experience of breathing. Beginning with just that very simple knowing of breathing in and breathing out. If it helps you to stay connected to the experience, you can use the soft mental note of in and out, or rising and falling. then steadying the awareness a little more fully on the breath, beginning to notice the beginning and the middle and the end of each in-breath, the beginning, the middle and the end of each out-breath, and that slight sense of pause or gap between the half-breaths. So staying steady now with the experience of each half-breath, one half-breath at a time. And now that there's just a little more samadhi or stability of mind, beginning to refine the sati, the mindfulness, to notice the physical sensations associated with breathing, to tune into that flow of sensations of pressure expanding, tightening, releasing, contracting, pushing, heaviness, lightness, tingling, vibration, warmth or coolness, and so on. Just staying steady and noticing this ever-changing flow of sensations with each in-breath and each out-breath. now beginning to open up the lens of our mindfulness to include physical sensations anywhere in the body. So just allowing the awareness to move to whatever sensations might be predominant. Perhaps sensations of aching or pressure, warmth or lightness, ease, vibration, itching, heaviness, tightness, expansiveness, and so on. Just staying steady and letting the awareness receive this ever-changing flow of sensations throughout the whole body now. And then maintaining the same stable receptivity, opening up the field of awareness now to include the experience of hearing. Simply settling back and noticing any sounds that may be available. Sounds outside the room. Sounds inside the room, perhaps sounds inside your own body. Simply noticing hearing, hearing, hearing for as long as the sound lasts. No need to identify it or follow it. Simply knowing when a sound is present, and at times when sound is absent. As you stay steady and present for whatever sounds may arise, stay for a while and pass away. The mindfulness might become so refined that you can notice tiny moments of silence between the sounds. Still, without forcing or straining, staying settled back and receptive to the presence and the absence of sounds. Whenever you notice that the attention has wandered away from sounds, got lost in some kind of thinking, with a smile, you can simply begin again. Stabilize the awareness on the home base of the breath. Just that simple rhythm of breathing in and breathing out. Steadying the mind there. And then when the samadhi is stronger, opening up the sati to include physical sensations and sounds. As we come towards the end of the meditation, taking a moment just to notice, to tune in to these two qualities of sati and samadhi. How is the stability of mind, of samadhi? Is there some steadiness? Or is the mind still scattered and distracted? Just to know. And how is the sati? Is there a quality of presence, of attention, of knowing experience, moment to moment? So just noticing the relative strength of sati and samadhi without judgment. This is how it is right now.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.